Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Forced Orgasm Denial. This file will put you on edge, or rather drifting you closer and closer to an edge that is deliciously deep, playfully tempting. And of course, you may wonder, where do you begin with orgasm denial? Well, of course, first, we have to begin with a desire, an arousal, a craving, a deep need for an orgasm. Denial is meaningless if there is no desire for release. There should be a deep, blissfully frustrating need from head to toe. Every breath causing a shiver of desire as the sensitivity of your lungs echoes your need. And you may wonder how we build such a need. Well, first of all, we start with a very simple element. We start with a blindfold. We take away one of your primary ways of measuring the world around you. Then, step by step, we take away any and all layers of protection, your clothes fading, taken from you, until you are left wearing nothing more than the blindfold I put on you. Pressed back, laid down, against a surprisingly comfortable place, tied down, wrists, ankles, all made sure, secure, fastened in a way where you cannot escape. Could you escape my words weaving their way through your mind? Or has your resistance melted long ago? Right now, all you are is exposed. You are in a place vulnerable, naked, stuck. Tied down, restrained, blindfolded, and feeling my words fill your ears, taking away all other sounds. You are so deeply focused on my words that the first soft caress over your arm comes almost as a shock. Your body will be my instrument. Your mind, part of the tools that I use to manipulate your whole body into a state of deep desire, of depraved need, of craving, wanting, drifting, needing, feeding on the words that I slowly give you. Another caress, again softly, almost fluttering over your skin, then another over your chest. Your body responds. It has no choice. It feels how being touched gives it no other option. But this is just teasing. This is just playfully preparing you for something more. You feel something cool pressed against your left breast. You're not quite sure what it is, and the blindfold prevents you from sneaking a peek. A strange sensation is registered before you realize that a soft humming betrays its true purpose. It is a wand, a deep, powerful vibrator on its lightest setting pressed against your chest. It moves around, drifting from left to right, circling, spiraling over sensitive skin, making sure that those little pointy places are touched, rubbed, manipulated into moving with the sensation deeper and deeper. And then suddenly the vibration is gone, almost switched off. Your whole skin tingles and you're not quite sure if it's still pressed against you. By now, the heat of your own body must have warmed the tip of it. A different vibration, slightly more powerful, pressed on the top of your stomach, surprises you. It moves down, easing, slowly heading towards an area that is very, very sensitive to vibration. It moves more and more, manipulated by a hand that you cannot see. All you hear is my voice droning softly over the buzz. And you feel stuck, powerless, helplessly horny as the feeling grows, as the vibration gets closer. But it doesn't go where you want it to go. It veers off towards your left leg and it makes you almost shiver with a deep pleasure. The vibration increases in intensity, a setting higher, and you suspect nowhere near the top. This is not nearly the limit of what this device can do. And with a soft, teasing, almost scratchy feeling, my fingernails slide between your breasts, all slowly down your chest, exactly through the center, over your stomach, all the way down, stopping just before it gets too good. The vibration against your leg is just as distracting as I move from one to the other, making sure that your vibrating skin communicates the deep craving within. Once more switched off, lifted. Your legs tingle powerfully with the deep vibrations that were there just moments ago. And something else is placed on you. A small device, one on each nipple. It feels soft, and then a rhythmic feeling makes you feel almost like someone is sucking them both at the same time. During that soft feeling of suction, a vibration starts in a deep, deep feeling spreads through your chest. Then suddenly between your legs a powerful vibration is turned on and pressed exactly against your crotch. You're not even aware of the sounds you're making. You are completely focused on the feelings of your body, the powerful sensations and temptations moving through. There is no other choice. You are powerfully pulled, teased deeply, and the more you fight against the restraints, the more aroused you feel, the more powerfully you feel controlled. And that vibration, that deep sensation pushes you higher and higher. It suddenly increases in intensity and it feels overwhelmingly good. It feels so good, in fact, that you're almost, and then suddenly it switches off. You're not entirely sure if you were forced awake or if the sudden cessation of vibration moved you into awareness. The suction on your chest still continues, both to vibrate and to suck, and the rhythmic feeling feels strangely alluring. You have no idea what's going to happen, and as the vibration suddenly continues, you are pulled deep into pleasure once again. You can feel how it moves back and forth, rubbing itself against your crotch in a way that is new and exciting, intensely pleasurable. And you can feel the vibration deep inside of you. You can feel how that vibration buzzes against your pubic bone and echoes, resonating even further. It is like your whole hips are just buzzing with pleasure, vibrating with desire, craving with need. And your thoughts have melted long ago. They are just helplessly lost. They want to let go even more. They want to go right there on the edge, right there, floating against the deep edge, getting closer and closer, feeling almost like a countdown in your mind, a tentative feeling that just 9 goes deeper and deeper, closer and closer to 8, all that pleasure, 7 deeper, 6, 5, 4, and then an absence of sound, an absence of vibration makes you awake, frustrated, needing, craving, and then deep again, drop, as the vibration is turned on, forcing you against an edge, 10. One and wake, and you're again pulled back from the edge, forcibly awake, frustrated, unable to see with a blindfold on your face, and you drop deep as the buzzing continues again. It presses so deep, so beautifully forceful against your body. You can feel yourself pressed, almost pinned against the very edge, the very dangerous edge of orgasm, and yet you know that your body will not fall over. It feels so good, so intense, so beautifully buzzing with deep sensation, more and more powerful, growing with every second, going up and down through your body and mind and deep between your legs. And it stops you awake and you feel that frustration baked deep within you flowing. You can feel the vibration of my voice against your ear. Having fun. And the drop comes together with a deep feeling of vibration again, starting, pushing, pulling, just helplessly making you tumble in pleasure, just floating around up and down against the edge. Bouncing, twisting, turning, moving, wanting so badly, and then edging, 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 a forced orgasm denial right there on the edge, and you wake as it stops. Frustrated, you cry out, and you hear my smile. Again, vibration deeper this time, pressed roughly against you at an intense setting. Higher and higher, deeper and deeper, it feels in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, wake, deeper, rougher vibration. Sensation, frustration, helpless, tied down, blindfolded, fighting a helpless, lost battle. Vibrations deep and intense, and they stop. More vibrations once again, and they stop. Deep, intense vibration, powerfully pressed deep against you. You can feel how every part of your body vibrates with and stop. More stop. Deeper stop. Buzzing, helpless, vibrating more powerfully and stop. From awake to a drop, a buzzing of pleasure and desire. And now it continues like a wave, pressing back and forth and back and forth, going deep into the pleasurable parts of you that are leaking with need. And I can see that they're leaking. I can tell how aroused you are, how frustrated, how needy, how wanting, how craving. Awake, and they stop. You're too confused to even curse. Drop. More pleasure, deeper and harder. Stop. Frustration, wondering if it's over or not, and drop deep. The vibration once again pressing against your crotch, roughly rubbing, vibrating, moving, manipulating, menacingly pushing you against an edge, helplessly hoping for more. More, more, more. And then feeling the frustration down deep as it starts again, drop hard and deep. You have no idea when it will be over, when it has started. You feel as if you've been here for hours, just edging, being pushed against the edge over and over again, then stopped, frustrated, deeply frustrated and forced against the edge once more, deep vibrations not letting you come and stop, and more against forcing you, a deep, deep denial, pushing you against an edge that you have no way of defending yourself from, and wake with with more frustration, and deeper and wake and deeper. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, wake and enjoy that frustration for as long as it lasts. Debussing once more, harder, deeper, faster, stronger, and 10, feel it building over 10 times more powerfully, 9, going all the way through your body, every nerve active, 8, so good, 7, so close, 6, there's nothing needed to push you over the edge, 5, and somehow you're getting closer, 4, there's no choice, 3, 2, 1, and wake. Enjoy that frustration.